I love every one of you unequivocally, unconditionally, just the way you are. Ask yourself, why did you come here tonight? When I come to satsang, ask yourself that question. You come to hear Robert mumble. You come to hear Robert give a lecture. Or you just come to sit with Robert. Of course, the latter is the right answer. You came to sit with me in the silence. In the silence is where all the power is. In the silence where all the answers are. Not when we talk, not when you hear words. Words have their place. But what could the words really do? Think of the billions and billions of words that have been spoken since the beginning of time. What has it done for us? For humanity, for the world. Think how many words you spoke today since you got out of bed. Think of all the words you spoke. What good has it done before you? It was voiceless. To sit in the silence is magic. This is when things begin to happen, wonderful things. Peace comes to you. Happiness comes to you all by itself. Joy comes to you. When you sit in the silence, you remember who you are. It comes to it, we are all the one self. We're all the one self. What does this mean? It means we're not separate, we're one. One self. Think of that. We're all the one self. The one self expresses itself. The choiceless, effortless, pure awareness. Choiceless, effortless, pure awareness. This is what you are, pure awareness. Think about this. You are pure awareness, choiceless, effortless, pure awareness. What do I mean by pure awareness? Pure awareness simply means that you are all-pervading consciousness. Your essence is in everything. You are aware the whole universe is a direct product of your thinking, of your mind. You're fully aware. We're aware in the trees, in the mountains, in the sky, like boundless space, pure awareness. You're aware of reality, the truth of yourself. Yourself is pure awareness and you are that. Boundless. Yourself is pure awareness and you are that. Meant to you. You're totally free. Completely free. Effortless, choiceless. Freedom. Everything else is an illusion. Everything else is an illusion. The world, the universe, personal God. Everything else is an illusion. So one of the other things that looks like they'll come from? Where all the people come from, where all the things come from? Did you see it feeling wrong? Where does anything come from? From the eye source. The eye source produces a small self. The eye source makes you bigger, your body and your mind. It's your condition. It's your problem. You have to work through things. The answer does all these things for you. It ruins your life completely. It hides reality and produces the world. Therefore, when you come back to the self, you have to somehow transcend the isolate. And this is done by forgetting all the knowledge that you have up to now. All the knowledge that you know. Everything you've been taught since childbirth. Has to be given up. All your beliefs, all your dogmas, your preconceived ideas. You don't have to go. When you're gone, you'll lessen yourself. And you'll be unconditioned, choiceless awareness. You see, the beautiful thing about all this, you're already enlightened. You're already self-realized. But you refuse to believe it. How do you refuse to believe it? By believing everything else. By filling the world. By allowing world conditions to annoy you, to bother you, so you react to them. This hides your reality. As if you were hypnotized. And you believe there's a world of others. Believe there's a world that you have to overcome. Conditions you have to transcend. And you have a battle in your hands. The truth is you have nothing to transcend, nothing to overcome. Silence is your reality. Stop thinking. Be silent, be quiet. Allow the mind to become quiescent. Never mind what's going on. What's going on is always going on. It will keep going on when you're gone. Do not concern yourself with this world. When you're caught up in it, it'll be like the world, it'll come and go. Stand back from the world. Or you remember who you really are, what you really are. You have absolutely nothing to do with this world. I know it sounds strange when I say this. But you have absolutely nothing to do with this world. Nothing. This world doesn't belong to you at all. I'm not doing it for the sake that you're here. We're not here at all. There's no mistakes. Where are you? You're nowhere. But you're everywhere. Why ponder these things? Why think about these things? Just be yourself. If you still acknowledge the world and the world of things, know yourself as pure awareness. Effortless success is pure awareness. Know yourself this way. When you first awaken in the morning, you better say this to yourself. I am effortless, stressless, pure awareness. And keep so. You'll be surprised how good you feel. I am effortless, stressless, pure awareness. Don't you think you're somebody else? You think you're male or female? You have a name? You have a profession? You're programmed? And you refer yourself to these things. But I say you're not these things at all. Drop these things. Get rid of your pride. There you go. Somebody has to make things happen. They have to be ahead of people. What has to happen is what happens. So you come to sit with me in the silence. Be still. Know that you are effortless, stressless, pure awareness. Know it's deep in your heart. If any of the source comes, you ignore them. Let the source come, let the source go. Pay absolutely no attention to the source. And it'll disappear their own volition. But we try to change them and play with them to become stronger and stronger. Remember, we're not trying to exchange good source with bad source. Or bad source with good source. When the source comes through, just ignore them. Sometimes the mind's going to scream it out instead of your voice. I am effortless, stressless, pure awareness. That's the message home. Who we really are. I go through a day like this. Be still. If you can only be still enough, you will feel this unalloyed happiness within you, rising. And it will just automatically become happy, for no reason whatsoever. then it comes when you're still. When you're quiet, when you're peaceful. They're not the two different people. When it comes to such things as quiet, when it comes to darkness in the world, they're wrong with people. I find everything wrong in the world. It's angry and mad and upset. Be one person. All pervading consciousness. Be that. You never allow yourself to believe there's something wrong in your life. Catch it before it starts. And set yourself on an effortless choice of pure awareness. Whatever comes up, say that. However things may look or appear in your life, you just fall for that. You go along with it. You know the truth about yourself. God has no problems, none of you. Remember that. Have mercy on yourself. Step in the swords. It makes you angry, it makes you upset. Bring it to them easily. Forget about the past. If you have the mind, you have the body, how can it be a past? A past is like someone who is a human. They have a mind, a body, an individual. You don't have to worry about the past, but you don't. For there's never a beginning, there's never an end. You're never born, you can never die. You will not prevail. Don't try to analyze what I'm saying or figure it out. Just be it. When you say to yourself, I'm effortless, choice of pure awareness, this transcends the past, transcends the future, transcends everything. Awaken to yourself, what you are now. Awaken to that self right now. Awaken to it. Awaken to it right now. To your true self. You become a citizen to realize there's no teacher, there's no students. There's no teaching. There's only one. And with that, I am not your teacher. There's no teacher. I am. I am a universal. I am that I am. Be still, sweet mind, let the true sun shine forth. Let us close our eyes for a few moments. Say to yourself, I am choiceless, pure awareness. I am effortless, pure awareness. I am choiceless, effortless, pure awareness. And keep on watch, observe. When it's effortless, choiceless, pure awareness is for you. Watch your body disappear, your mind disappear. Until there's only pure awareness. Allow it to happen. Peace, shanti, peace. Feel free to ask any questions if you have any.
After an extensive search for something new to read, I found the Ashtavakra Gita. Starting.
Good choice.
Chapter 1, The Self.
Here's a question.
We have a question. A real question.
Pardon?
A real question.
Well, it's an effortless process. Some sit there and effort to say effortless process. Other times it feels pretty flat. So, how do we get to the effortless process?
You just say it'll come by itself. Everything happens by itself. If it's effortless, why do you have to do anything? If you're gonna do something, it wouldn't be effortless. If you're gonna do something, it wouldn't be effortless. It's effortless because you have nothing to do. To be still. Like in itself. Okay, back to the Shavika.